Welcome back to Infinite Love. Today marks, well, I shouldn't even say today, this episode marks 50 episodes. I don't even know where to begin with this episode, because not only is it the 50th episode, it's my last episode of season 3. And again, I could sit here and say, where did all the time go to? But I'm not even going to worry about that. I'm embracing it, just like I'm embracing every single day. And I'll be honest, the last 2 days have been pretty hard for me. And I'll tell you why. With all the chaos that's taking place around us, the fear, the inciting of fear, the eclipse, the news, that doesn't get to me. But what does impact my energy is everyone else's energy. And especially if I'm really close to people, I pick up on their energies, and it's hard using discernment to figure out what's mine and what's theirs. But honestly, the last couple days have felt like a dark night of the soul. I, at times, felt like I was going crazy. My heart chakra would sink, then I'd be fine. I'd carry about my day, and then bam, I would just find myself sobbing. And it was a lot to deal with, which I did. And I know what it is. It's just a lot going on around the world. And what amazes me, though, the most is I'm not afraid. None of this scares me. I say, let the world be as it is. If you need to be afraid, well, then that's going to be your world forever, living in fear. Who wants that for themselves? Change it up. Let's say we give in to this whole conspiracy. Let's say the world ends. Okay, we're all going together, so what are you afraid of? You see, that's the thing. Stop being afraid of what is unknown. Stop being afraid of things you cannot control. What you can control is who you are, and what you're doing, and what you're thinking, and what you're feeling present in the moment. So be that for yourself. Turn off the news if that's what's driving you nuts. Turn it off. I haven't watched the news in God knows how long. I'll pick up the news here and there on my phone. But if I can't control what's going on across the world, then why am I going to let it destroy me right here in the moment? And sure, everyone's going to have their opinions. That's great. You want to judge me? That's yours. Judge me. But you're living with judgment. I'm not judging you. You're judging me. So ask yourself why. Who gave me the right and the power to judge somebody else? I know God didn't. So that's why I let it all go. If you cannot control it, then let it go. Pray for it. Pray for those that are affected by it. I get it. I am not all for the war. I am not all for the greed, the politics, the destroying of other countries for control. I'm not. I don't agree with it. I think we can do better. But let universe handle that karma. If we can't personally stop it, then let it take place and let universe take their karma. And that's what I feel like this year is strongly karmic. Karma is coming for everyone, whether it's good karma or bad. So what role have you played this year or in your past? Can you look yourself in the mirror and say, well, I deserve that. I deserve what's coming for me. I did that. I lied to that person. I judged that person. I manipulated that person. I disregarded that person. Or I helped that person. And I didn't help somebody because I wanted good karma to come my way. See, there's a difference. Be true to who you are. Be your most authentic self. But if your decisions are related to what you can get out of the world, then you're not really being true. You're aligning with the rest of the world. You're following suit. So you have an option every day, every minute of your life, you have a choice. Are you perfect? No. Does God, does the universe expect you to be perfect? Nope. But then do not judge others for their imperfections. Everybody can change, right? That's the hardest question I think I've ever been asked. Can everyone change? I say yes, it is possible. If they let love in, let faith in, let universe in, God, whomever, for the right reasons, for the good within the world. So then you can see past the bad, forgive, and choose love. So yeah, people can change. I know I have. And am I perfect? Nope. But I'm doing my best every single day. Not to appease others. But because I want to do my best every single day, I want to become a better person. I want to be happier. So when moments like the past couple days where it felt like a dark night of the soul, why still do it? Because I still have to have faith, right? Not everything's handed on a silver platter. What can I learn from this? Well, especially lately. Let's just say we dive into the narrative of good versus evil. The solar eclipse happening. The devil coming, or God, or your faith. You have that crossroad. What do you choose? Just because I'm feeling emotionally drained and things feel complicated and hard, does that mean I just buckle to my knees and say I quit? Screw this. I don't want this. What was I doing this whole entire time? Why was I fighting for this entire time? Well, there's the crossroads. The inner thoughts, the inner demons, the old conditioned ways. Do you buckle and run? Do you just give up everything that you work so hard for? Or do you hold on to faith, trust, believe, and surrender? So that's where I'm at on this beautiful Sunday morning, sharing with you everything I've experienced the last couple days, picking up everyone else's energies, feeling like the dark night of the soul, and that I'm losing my marbles, knowing that I'm at a crossroads, but still choosing to have faith, to believe, to love, to keep going, to release and let go of fear, because fear will not win. Fear got me for the most of my 40-something years. Fear doesn't win anymore. It's all aligned. It's all related, including self-healing. Everything is connected universally. We just have to see it within, not physically. Have faith, blind faith. Do you believe even though you cannot see it? Do you believe and trust even though you cannot feel it? That's the point of surrendering, allowing the magic within to push you forward. Are you willing to risk, to jump, to take that leap for yourself, for love, for faith, for purpose, for your soul's purpose? Every day I can sit and speak knowing that I will be judged, but not allowing that fear to ever creep back in, because all my life I kept quiet because of the fear of judgment. Now, I don't care. Because that judgment is no longer mine, and I'm no longer looking for you to get karma. I know you will. I don't want to be present for it. I've already witnessed karma for other people. I do not enjoy that whatsoever. Because I still choose good. You choose to hurt me, I still choose good. I still choose to love. I just don't have to be present for it anymore. I can choose myself and walk away. And that is the beauty of free will, of growth, of healing. Is when you recognize the pain, the downfalls, the destruction, the lies, the manipulation. When you start learning that that no longer aligns to who you are, you can walk away without ever having to say anything. It's no longer your judgment. You no longer have to defend yourself, your honor, your name. What people say upon your name, that's theirs. And that will follow them forever. But it doesn't have to follow you anymore. So let it all go. Forgive and let go. You can also be the person like me who just opens their heart and says, when you're ready to come back into my life, door's open. My heart is open. Come with love. Come with honesty. Come with your truth and your authenticity. It's amazing, you know, how much the world can change and how much you can change within the world. And if you're filled with love, how that changes everything. How you see differently, how you feel differently. Everything you experience in your past changes. Pretty cool. So here I am, yammering on about what's been going on lately and how the world wants you to live in fear. I mean, you got the cicadas coming, everything. And what people would deem as the apocalypse is if you're really that afraid and you've never really been living your life fully, then maybe now's the time to look at it that way. Reflect. It's so easy to be afraid of what you don't know, yet you can't believe in what you can't see. The irony in that. You find it easier to fear the unknown rather than believe in what you cannot see. That's a question. A beautiful question. So here I am. It is episode 50. I'm ending season 3 on a beautiful note. 1 month off, about to tackle other things that are on my list. My life coach is on her way over to probably push me even further. The school year is winding down. Only 30-something days left. I'm looking forward to a summer, to an amazing vacation, to the abundances of unknown that are already at my doorstep. I'm proud of myself. This year has been very different than the other years. Every year is a learning year. Nothing is easy, but yet it's amazingly beautiful. The growth, the abundances, the changes, the transformations, the healing, the pain, the crying, the tears, all of it. The blessings. And there are, don't get me wrong, there are people I miss so dearly. And they're always on my mind or within my soul. And I carry them with me. Because that's all I can do right this moment, right? I carry them with you. But faith and love and hope have literally gotten me to this place. To these milestones, to these transformations. It's surreal. To be honest, it is surreal. How did I get here? How did this even begin? What's the next step? The next direction? Where am I going from here? I don't have to answer any of those questions because I have blind faith and trust in all of it. I go where I'm led, and I love every part of that. I go where I'm led. It's a beautiful thing, Life, your soul's purpose, faith, gratitude. I've always been very thankful. But ever since this healing journey, the gratitude, the connection, the feelings with it are beyond anything I've ever felt before. When you're grateful for the good and the bad, that's when you know you've come a very long way. When you've truly let love within. Because you're no longer holding on to the pain of the past. Forgiveness has come within. And you're just open. You're open to love. You've made space for love, for new, for new beginnings. For gratitude to just flow within you. So here I am, grateful. Grateful for the milestones. Grateful for the new beginnings. Grateful for what's to come without knowing what it is that is coming. Grateful for all of these amazing experiences. I love that I get to celebrate others and their successes. I love that universe is kind of throwing things in my face of what's to come for me too. See, once upon a time when I used to see that, let's just say I really wanted to buy this car, but then I see somebody else bought a brand new car, and I'm thinking universe is just throwing that in my face. What I was missing was universe was showing me what is already mine. The transformation of your mindset, choosing to be grateful for what is and what's coming versus jealous or bitter of what others have. Why not celebrate what people have because that's already yours too? Everything's just different. We have this notion that the things we want, we can only see it that way. And when the universe provides, it looks different. Therefore, we don't either appreciate it, understand it, or we reject it because we're not seeing it for what it truly is. A blessing, but in a different form. It's amazing, when you allow your mind to just shift perspectives. And you just begin to see everything so differently. And what may make sense to me may not make sense to you. That's the beauty of surrendering to the unknown. No control, you just let everything go. I know it sounds simple, but it isn't. And the more you work on this, the more you freely choose to let go and surrender to the unknown. To the possibilities of everything and anything you desire coming your way. Just watch it simply unfold. And let go of the picture that you have in your mind. And trust in what is presented to you. I would never have predicted this year going the way it has. Even with all the ups, there were still some downs. But no matter what, I trusted and knew that it was all aligned and meant for a purpose. Because I work through those problems. I go within. I ask myself, why is something repeating? And then I shift my mindset. I release with emotions. I purge it all out and I let it go. And this year has taught me a lot about letting go of personal things. Things I've held on to for so long, so tightly, and just trusting. I was having a conversation with my sister the other day about what's euphoric to me? And I told her, skydiving, jumping out of an airplane, there's nothing like it. The sensation, that roller coaster ride feeling that tumbles through your whole entire body. But then there's this moment where life is simply yours. And the best way I can describe this is you are flying. The wind beneath you. Life seems to pause. Birds seem to fly at your pace. Everything feels aligned. It's surreal, yet powerful and uplifting. It's so hard to describe, but it's exhilarating. I've never felt more alive than in that moment when I jumped out of the airplane. It was so free. I was soaring. And that's kind of what this year's been like for me. Euphoric in a way. Not every single moment, yet every single moment. I know that sounds silly, but it's true. This year, I had to really go within, and at such an accelerated pace, too. I quit drinking. That happened 2 years ago. I quit smoking. I'm almost at a month. I've put on so much weight, but I told myself it was okay because I quit smoking, which is something I didn't know I could do. I've let go of things. I'm resigning from coaching Special Olympics. This is my last year coaching, 14 years later. I'm making space for new. I've purged half of my house, allowing new to come in. I've let go of control of work and not let stress take over. I simply just live with gratitude, with love, with excitement of the unknown. Because I honestly don't have the answers, but I'm not looking for all the answers either. I research when I'm supposed to. I sit when I'm supposed to. I purge when I'm supposed to. I live every single day in those moments with gratitude and with love, with appreciation, with a whole different mindset. So season 3 ends with a beautiful note of great milestones. Health, mind, body, soul, spirit, love, all of it. Complete gratitude, complete transformation. 44 is my year. Every year is my year. I celebrate me. All these successes, all the learning curves, nothing was a disappointment. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing because I'm led to it and I trust and believe in it. And I'm having an amazing time doing it. So thank you to all of you for listening to another season of Infinite Love. Stay tuned. In a month, I'll be back for season 4. Until then, much love and light to all of you.